With the crops all gathered in and the seeding all done and the blessings of a good summer fresh in our memories and Thanksgiving Day right around the corner, more or less around the corner, it's the time of year when thankfulness seems to come naturally to us, maybe a little bit more easily than the other times of the year. The gospel today also points us in that direction. And if you take a sneak peek ahead in the Missalette, you'll see that this is the very same gospel that we hear on Thanksgiving Day. So we would do well to think, to reflect a little bit about gratitude. What can we say about gratitude? Well, if we look to St. Thomas Aquinas, who had something to say about everything, we hear him tell us that the virtue of gratitude is very closely linked to the virtue of justice, which has to do with giving to someone what is due to them. So, someone gives us something, someone does something nice for us, we actually owe it to them to be thankful. Hopefully that's not why they did the good deed in the first place, but nevertheless, we owe it. It's a matter of justice to be thankful when we receive a gift. And so to be ungrateful or to fail to be grateful is a sin against the virtue of justice. Well, that sounds a little bit legalistic. And we know that gratitude is not just a matter of being legalistic and giving what is due. So let me phrase it in a different way. Being thankful has to do with being in right relation to another, a person or something. Above all, it means being in right relation with God, who gives us all that we are and all that we have. I think we have something of an idea of what it means to be in right relation with someone or something, but I want to just make a couple of illustrations. Something that comes quickly to my mind is the relationship with food. What does it mean to be in right relation with food? It means we eat food that is good for us, that supports our health, that allows us to carry out all of the duties that we have each day. It means that we eat in order to become more healthy. And we don't eat more than we should. We eat in appropriate quantities. So if we ask ourselves, do we turn to food for comfort or to avoid the troubles of life? Do we eat a lot of junk food that's harmful to our health? Do we eat more than is necessary to maintain good health? If we answer yes to these questions, it doesn't mean it's this horrible thing. It just means we're not really in right relation with food. We should work on that so that our relationship to food becomes better and more healthy. We could consider our relation to money. What does it mean to be in right relation to money? It means we realize it's a great gift that God gives us. Not only to be able to provide for ourselves the food that we need, the shelter, clothing, and all of those things, as well as legitimate entertainment and those kinds of things, but we also see the gift of money as something that we can use to help others, to improve the life of our neighbor, and to help those in need. So if we ask ourselves, okay, do I see money as a means to an end or as an end in itself? Do I make decisions in my life largely based on what will help me to pile up more and more money? Am I generous with the money that I have? These questions help us to realize whether or not we are in right relation to money. A third example, of course, seems like the obvious one, being in right relation to a spouse. I think most of you here probably know what it means to be in right relation to a spouse. Loving and honoring each other, being faithful, being patient, forgiving, kind, humble with each other, and always striving to seek the good of the other person. So when spouses don't speak to each other with respect, when spouses think of themselves first instead of thinking of the other, when spouses betray each other through word or deed, they're just not in right relation. There's room for a lot of growth there. So my point in speaking about being in right relation is this. When we are in right relation, we flourish. In all three examples that I gave, when we're in right relation with food, we're healthy. When we're in right relation with money, things prosper and we find a lot of peace in that regard. When we're in right relation with a spouse, there's a lot of peace and joy in the home and in the relationship. So, also, it's true in our relationship with God. When we are in right relation to God, we flourish. We find a much greater degree of peace in our life, joy, and just overall satisfaction. So then the question is, what does it mean to be in right relation to God? That's a big question. And the answer is somewhat complex. And I'm not going to answer the whole thing right now. But I am just going to make one point, and it's kind of a bold claim. And that is that gratitude is an absolutely important and indispensable element of being in right relation with God. Gratitude is a foundational aspect of our being in right relation with God. Because, as I said earlier, everything we have and are comes from God. But it's more than that. It's more than just a matter of justice. You know, being thankful to God because God deserves it. The gospel today has us, you know, hearing the story of the 10 lepers. The implication here is not only that the one who is thankful opens up the horizon for a deeper relationship with God and the further outpouring of blessings, but also that the 9 who were not thankful, those who did not come back to Jesus to express their gratitude, somehow closed themselves off from a greater outpouring of God's blessings. So gratitude for us in our life is not just what we're supposed to do. It's not just, saying thank you is not just the rule, so to speak. But what it does is, in putting us in right relation to God, it opens our hearts. And it allows God more easily to bless us and to fill our lives with His life. When I look at the role of gratitude in my own prayer life and just life in general, I certainly recognize there's a lot of room for growth. When we pray, do we thank God? I hope so. I try to begin every prayer at least with thanking God for something. But I find that it's very quick. It doesn't take very long for me to move from thankfulness into, okay, Lord, now here's what I want. That's, if we're honest, very often our motivation for praying. But if we are more diligent and more deliberate about spending time in thankful prayer to God, we're going to see that a whole new horizon opens. And again, it's not just because God deserves our thanks, but because God wants us to be in right relationship to Him so that God can fill our lives with more and more blessings. Again, in my own experience, I find it more easy to thank God for the things that I like and the things that I'm happy about, and the things that bring me peace. And maybe you can identify with this as well. that it's much, much more difficult to be thankful when circumstances are difficult and painful. But the verse before the gospel told us to be thankful in all circumstances. So the challenges for us today are two. The first is to spend more time being thankful to God, reflecting on our blessings, asking God to help us to be more aware and conscious of the blessings in our lives. And the second challenge, which is a little bit greater, is to be thankful even in the midst of the difficulties, and even to thank God for allowing those difficulties. That's counterintuitive. We're not thanking God for sickness. We're not thanking God for tragedies and things like that. But through the eyes of faith and hope, we can thank God for allowing these things because, and only because, we know that on the other side of them, God has something really, really good. And he wants to lead us through the difficulty and through the pain, through the trial, into a deeper life of intimacy with God. And so the challenge in that, actually in both of those things, is to persevere. To persevere. Not only in thanking God for all of the good in our life, but also thanking God for leading us through the trials of life to a place of greater love, a place of greater blessing.